Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Babel on Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Samach Gimel, Daf 63 of Masechta Yoma. Interestingly, I have filled up another notebook with notes, which is pretty cool. I guess notebooks are for notes, and I have loyally filled up another notebook with notes, which is pretty cool. I didn't even realize it snuck up on me, so I'm going to have to find another one for tomorrow. But anyways, Daf Samach Gimel is it's a real daf of Gemara, you know. We continue our discussion of Shechutei Chutz. We're going to see three opinions regarding slaughtering, specifically a Korban Pesach, really, outside of the Azara, based on, of course, our discussions yesterday about slaughtering the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel outside of the Azara. Then we move on also to the Sugya of Mechusar Zman, is particularly in the context of the Sa'ir La'azazel, the Sa'ir Mishtaleach, if you could set aside an animal to be a Sa'ir Mishtaleach if it is less than 8 days old, because the Pasuk says you have to wait until an animal is 8 days old before it can be offered as a Korban Chevir. These are the sugyas we're going to be learning about today. These are real, very sugya-y sugyas, so with some real machloksin. So everybody get ready, because we're getting started. When Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines into the page, Umi Isle the Rav Chisda Ho'il. Does Rav Chisda really hold of Ho'il? Chever, who can explain that to me? What this means is that yesterday we had said that when it comes to the two goats, the Sar Lashem and the Sar HaMishtaleach, so we said that if you set aside two goats and then you slaughter them before the lottery, before you do the lots, so you're going to be chayev for Shechutei Chutz. You're going to be chayev for slaughtering a animal that's hektish outside of the Azara. Now the question is why? You can't actually offer an either of these animals yet because it's pre-lottery. So they're not ready to be slaughtered and there's still more things that need to be done. So if Chizda says, well, since even in their current state, they could be offered as part of as a Korban Musaf on Yom Kippur, so therefore they can be considered chayav for Shechutei Chutz, that they are able to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash as is, even if not as part of the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but as part of the Korban Musaf later that day, and therefore you'll be chayav for Shechutei Chutz. So we see that Rav Chisda's opinion is that, well, yes, even though you're not going to use them for the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel, but Ho'il, since you can use them in a different context, so it's okay. So we can consider them to be a shayach to the Isser of Shechutei Chutz. So now, the Gemara wants to know, does Rav Chisda really hold of this concept of, well, Ho'il, since we could say X, therefore we'll have some kind of consequence. Does Rav Chisda really hold of Ho'il, that since the Amar Rav Chisda, but Rav Chisda says, Pesach sheshachto b'chutz, Bishar Yemos Sashana. Ha ha. Chevre. Remember back to Masechta Psachim. Of course, we know that a Korban Pesach that is slaughtered on any day of the year other than the 14th of Nisan is not offered as a Korban Pesach. It is offered as a Korban Shlomim. Pesach Bishar Yemos Sashana Shlomim. So the Amr of Chizda, Rav Chisda says, Pesach sheshachto b'chutz b'shayim mos hashana. So if you have a Korban Pesach, and it's not Erev Pesach, it's some other day, which means that it's not on any other day. It's not offered as a Korban Pesach, it's offered as a shlom. So now, you have a fellow who slaughters a Korban Pesach some other day of the year, outside of the Azar. Of course, we also know that they would slaughter the Korban Pesach in the Azar. But this fellow, he slaughtered the Korban Pesach outside of the Azara on some other day. Lishmo Potter. So if this fellow slaughters the Korban Pesach as a Korban Pesach, well then he's Potter because it's not actually a Korban Pesach. I mean, you got to slaughter it as a Shlomim, not as a Pesach, if it's not Erev Pesach. So therefore he's Potter because he was slaughtering it as a Korban Pesach, which it isn't, and it was outside of the Azara, but it was basically the wrong animal, the wrong Korban. But if you slaughter it as a shlomim, then you're chai, because you can actually offer this animal as a shlomim, and therefore you should be offering it in the Beis HaMikdash, and you offered it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chai. Time of the shalol lishmo. So now the Gemara says, wait, so the only reason that he would be chayav is if he slaughters this animal as a shlamim outside of the azar. Hastama, nishma ufater. But if he didn't have any particular intention, he just slaughtered the animal, so then we'll assume, well, what's he slaughtering it for? Well, it's a korban Pesach. So Mistama's intention is to slaughter it as a korban Pesach, and yet it's not Erev Pesach, so therefore he's basically slaughtering it as the wrong animal, and it's outside of the Azara, so he's Potter. But ve'amai, how come? After all, I thought Rav Chisda is the one who says Hoil. He's the one who says that by the Sarei Lashem and Sarei Mishtaleach, that even though the lottery has not yet been done, but since they could be used as a korban musaf, therefore you're chayav for shchut echut. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Why don't we say that according to Rav Chisda, since these animals, since this korban Pesach could be slaughtered as a shlamim today and be chayav for shchut echut, why don't we say that? Why are we saying that by default, if he doesn't have any specific intention, whether to be slaughtered as a korban Pesach or as a korban shlamim, we default to being a korban Pesach, which is what he had initially set it aside to be. And therefore, as a korban Pesach, you know, outside of the 14th day of Nisan and outside of the Azara, we're going to say it's mispater, but since he could slaughter it as a shlamim and be chayev, so why don't we say that? Ve'amai. How come he should be potter by default? Why don't we say, well, since he could slaughter this animal as a shlamim inside of the azara, he should be chayev for shchut echutz. Chev, you get the kasha, right? What do you think about it? It's a good kasha, right? Obviously. Let's go weiter. Hachi ashto asam bayi akira, hai lo bayi akira. Boom. The Gemara says it's different. It's different. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, B'Shayim Osashana, you actually have to change what kind of Korban it is. It was a Korban Pesach. In order to offer it as a Shlamim, you have to change, you have to have specific intention, like, hey, this isn't Erev Pesach, and therefore I'm not slaughtering this as a Pesach, I'm slaughtering it as a Shlamim. And as long as he doesn't have that specific intention, we're not going to change it for him. And we're still going to assume that it's a Korban Pesach, that he's slaughtering it the same Pesach, and it's outside of the Azara, but since it's Shayim Os Hashana, it's not actually a Korban Pesach, because it's supposed to be a Shlamim, but he's not doing it L'Shem Shlamim, he's doing it Stam. So therefore we treat it as a Korban Pesach on the wrong day, and therefore he's not going to be Chayav for Shchut Echutz. Now, this is as opposed to the Shnei Se'irim, that even though they're pre-lottery, since to offer them as a Korban Musaf, as a Chatas, as these Seire Chatas, you wouldn't have to change anything, because the goats that are offered inside the Azara, right, the Sari Lashem, is a Chatas, and the Musaf is a Chatas. So you don't have to actually change anything. And that's why Rav Chisda is willing to say Ho'il, that since you can offer them as the Korban Musaf, therefore you'll be Chayav for Shchut Echutz, which is not the case when it comes to Pesach, B'Shayim Os Hashana, because there you actually have to change it from being a Korban Pesach to being a Korban Shlamim, and we're not going to do that without your specific intent, and therefore you'll be Chayav. No, therefore you'll be Potter for Shchut Echutz if you have just Stam intention when slaughtering a Korban Pesach, B'Shayim Os Hashana, outside of the Azara. Let's go weiter. Rabbi Bar Shimi parenthetically says, rather than talking about Rav Chisda all over the show, it's Rabba. So Rabba's the one who said yesterday that since you can offer these korbanos as a korban chatas for musaf, therefore you'll be chayiv, and also we ask the kasha about shchutei chutz by korban pesach, whatever, or any place where it said Rav Chisda, you could swap in Rabba. Okay, same questions, same answers, fine. Kiyosu Rav Dimi, chevre, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan, He said the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, we said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach Shashachato Bachutz, a Korban Pesach that you slaughtered outside of the Azar, B'Shayimos Hashana, the rest of the days of the year, so not an Erev Pesach, Ben Lishmo B'Shin Ben Shelo Lishmo, Potter, says Rav Dimi, that a Korban Pesach, not on the 14th day of Pesach, on some other day, 14th day of Nisan. That's funny. I think I kept on saying in Pesachim also 14th day of Pesach. All right. What can I tell you? I guess something is pre-wired in my brain to do that. Let's go weiter. So, Potter, you hear that? That a Korban Pesach, the rest of the days of the year, when it should be offered as a shlamim, if you slaughter it outside of the Azara, whether your intention is for a Korban Pesach, which is the wrong Korban because it's not Erev Pesach, or whether your intention is for a Shlamim, which technically is the right Korban because that's what it should be offered for, you are potter for slaughtering it outside of the Azara. Amr Rav Dimi, says Rav Dimi, Amrisa Lishmaita Kamed Rav Yirmiyah, and says Rav Dimi that he said this halacha in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he asked the following question. He says, "Bishlam lishmo daluchah zilei." He says, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Look, I asked Rabbi Yirmiyah. I said, hey, I understand why slaughtering a korban pesach on some other day with the intention of a korban pesach, which is the wrong korban, and you do that outside of the azara, I understand why you'd be potter. Daluchah zilei. It's not fit to be a korban pesach. It's not erev pesach." Then Rav Dimi says, but what I don't understand is that if I slaughter this Korban Pesach on some other day of the year with the intention of it being a Korban Shlamim, and we're saying that I'm potter if I do that outside of the Azara, I don't understand that. Why? Why should I be potter? After all, it's the correct Korban. It is a Korban Shlamim, and I'm doing it outside of the Azara. I should be chayav for shchut echutz. You hear the kasha? V'omerli, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said to me, Akira shchutz lav shma Akira. That uprooting the name, i.e. it was a Pesach, and now you're changing it to be a shlamim, and you're doing that outside of the Azara, that doesn't count. You have to be slaughtering this korban in the Azara and have the intention that I'm specifically slaughtering this not as a korban Pesach, but rather as a korban shlamim because it's Shayim Mos Hashanah. At that point, it changes names from being a Pesach to being a shlamim. But if you do the same thing but outside of the Azara, it doesn't work. It doesn't change the korban from being a Pesach to being a shlamim. And therefore, it's as though you slaughtered a korban Pesach outside of the Azara. B'shayim Mos Hashanah, in which case you would not be chayev for shchut echutz. You'd be potter for shchut echutz. Great. Ki asa Ravin. When Ravin came, he said the exact opposite. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, Om Rabbi Yochanan. He said the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Pesach Shashachato Bachutz B'shayim Mos Hashanah. If you have a korban Pesach that you slaughter outside of the Azara, the rest of the day, the rest of the year. Bein lishmo, whether you slaughter it l'shem korban pesach, bein shelo lishmo, whether you slaughter it l'shem shlamim, chayev. So Ravin says the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah and the name of Rav Dimi that you taka chayev even if you slaughter it with the intention of a korban pesach, which is the wrong korban, you're still going to be chayev for shchut echutz. Va'afilu lishmo, and even if you're slaughtering this korban, the Shem Pesach, outside of the Azara, and Shayim Mos Hashanah. But Ve'atnan, but one second, what about the following Mishnah? Mechusar Zman. If you have an animal that is lacking the proper time, Bein Begufo Bein Bebailim, whether it's because it is too young, it's not yet 8 days old. The Pasuk says that for the first week, it stays with its mother. After that, starting from day 8, it could be a korban. So if you have an animal that's too young, or Bein Bebailim, or whether the person bringing the korban is not yet ready to be bringing the korban. What's an example of a person who's not yet ready to bring a korban. Hazav v'azava v'ayuled ez v'amitzor. For example, a zav who's not that hasn't yet had 7 days without ziva, or a zava, or a yoledes, or a mitzora. These are people that aren't ready immediately to offer their korbanos. They have to wait until after a certain event, whether they haven't seen some kind of a mission, or whether, you know, a yoledes is just for after 40 days for a boy, 80 days for a girl, kilu. Right? These are people that they have to bring korbanos after a certain amount of time, but they cannot bring their korbanos before then. She'kivu chatosim v'ashomam b'chutz p'turin. So if they offer, right, these, right, because at least as Rashi points out that the ashram is specifically by a mitzora, but these korbanos, right, the chatos ashram that these people bring. So if they are right, because these are right in all of these cases, they bring multiple korbanos, right. So if they offered outside of the Azara, when they were not yet able to offer these korbanos, because they weren't yet, whether, you know, day 8 of Mitzorah, whatever it is, day 40 or day 80 of Yoledes, Peturin. So when it comes to the Korban Chatas and the Korban Asham, they're going to be potter for Shechut Echutz. Olosein v'shlomein b'chutz chayavin. If they slaughter their Korban Ola or their Korban Shlomim outside of the Azara, then they're going to be chay, because for Shechut Echutz, because a Ola or a Shlomim, even though they can't offer, you know, the, you know, let's say a Mitzorah, so he can't offer his Ola and his Shlomim, or Yoledes, whatever. Right? They all have different Korbanos. I don't know that a Mitzorah brings a Shlomim. It brings a Chatas, an Ashram, and an Ola. Anyways, we got a whole bunch of different people, a whole bunch of different Korbanos. But when it comes to those who need to bring a Shlomim, or I think all of them probably bring an Ola, so those can also be brought as an Adava. So even though you can't, you know that, so let's say our Mitzorah, who's bringing a Ola at least. So even though he can't offer his Ola as a Mitzorah, because he's not yet pure, but a Nedava, right? An animal can still be offered as a Nedava. And it's a little bit confusing, because Rashi points out that actually technically an Ola can't bring a Mitzorah can't bring a Korban, because he's a Mitzorah. So Rashi points out, well, say it's a Nazir. However, there's a lot of details over here. You got lots of moving pieces. You got Mitzorahs and now Nazirs and Yoledes and Zav and Zava, and you got a Chatos and an Ashram and an Ola and a Shlomim. So just assume that we're somehow piecing it together and making these questions make sense, to the extent that we're saying, so basically when it says if they bring their Ashram or a Chatos, it's talking about any of the listed people who are shayach to an asham or a chatas. And when it says ola and shlamim, assume that it's any people on the list who are shayach to an ola and a shlamim. Okay, so let's just work with that and get back to our program, which is that we're talking about chatases, ashams, olas, and shlamims outside of the azar. So we had said that when it comes to the chatas and the asham, so if you offer it outside of the azara, you are right, these people, they offer it outside of the azara when they are not yet supposed to be offering it, because their time period is not up. Each one of these people has a specific time period. Their time period is not yet up. So if they offer a ashram or a chatas, so, you know, before this time, so they are going to be potter, because a chatas and an ashram, let's just keep it at that for now, actually. You're going to be potter for a chatas and an ashram, but we're saying that you're going to be chayev for an ola or a shlamim, because even though the specific ola or shlamim that they're supposed to be bringing for their predicament, mitzora, nazir, whatever it might be, but since, so it's premature for that, but since you can always offer an ola or a shlamim as a nidava, as a voluntary offering, so therefore we'll consider it an animal that could be offered now, and therefore you're going to be chayav for shchut echutz. Right, so olosein v'shlamein b'chutz chayavin. They're going to be chayav for shchut echutz, for an ola or for a shlomim. The Amr of Chilkiyo Bar Tuvi, and Rav Chilkiyo Bar Tuvi clarifies, well, as clear as things can get given the context. Lo shanu ela nishmo. When we say that by a chatas and an asham, you're going to be potter for shchut echutz, that is only when offered as a chatas or an asham, because the chatas and the asham are not yet ready to be offered. However, aval shelo lishmo chayev. But if you offer them, let's say as a shlamim or something, you're going to be chayev, or as an ola, you'll be chayev. Because as Rashi points out, that if you slaughter a korban shelo lishmo with the wrong intention, so even though you won't be yotzei for bringing the korban if you had to bring it, so let's say korban chatas, you still have to bring another korban chatas, but you could still put it on the mizbeach. It still works as a korban, just you're not yotzei whatever korban you had to bring. So therefore, when it comes to this chatas and this asham that were slaughtered too early, because the people bringing them are not yet ready to bring them, so if they offer them as a chatas or an asham, then they'll be potter, because they're not yet ready to be offered as a chatas or an asham. However, if they're offered as some other animal, let's say an ola, well then you'll be chayev. Since technically you can offer it as a ola, as an adava, as a voluntary offering, and if you slaughter a chatas as an ola, it's technically a korban. You still have to bring a separate korban to be yotzei for your chatas, but you know, it can be offered. So therefore, you'll be chai for shchut ichutz. Lishma mia pater. Lishma mia pater. But what do we see? What do we see, Chever? We see that when you slaughter a chatas or an asham, that these people, they prematurely slaughter a chatas or an asham as a chatas or an asham, lishma, so they're going to be pater for shchut ichutz, because you can't yet offer these animals. But ve'amai? Why? Because after all, Ravin is arguing in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that when it comes to Korban Pesach, on some other day of the year, that you slaughter as a Korban Pesach, which is the wrong Korban, because on the other days of the year, you have to offer it as a shlomim, so you offer it as the wrong korban outside of the azara, and Ravin is saying that you're chayev. But over here we seem to be saying that in a Mishnah, that if you offer this chatas or this asham prematurely, you're potter. Amai neima hoel v'ru'uin shelo lishmo bifnim. But why does the Mishnah say it's potter if after all, Ravin is arguing by the Korban Pesach that since you could technically offer it as a Korban Shlamim inside the Beis HaMikdash, you can offer it as a Korban Shlamim, therefore you are Chayav when it comes to Korban Pesach. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that by the Chatas and the Asham, you're also going to be Chayav, even though you're slaughtering it, for slaughtering it outside of the Azara, even though you're not ready to bring it yet, since it could be offered as an Ola? So the Gemara answers, "Hachi Ashta Hasam by Akira Acha Pesach B'Shai Mos Hashana Shlamim Ninu." So the Gemara answers that they're different. The reason why Ravin says that when it comes to a Korban Pesach B'Shai Mos Hashana, you're going to be chayav for Shchut Echutz, even if you slaughter it as a Korban Pesach, which is the wrong animal, because a Pesach B'Shai Mos Hashana is a shlamim. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to uproot anything. It is a shlamim. A Korban Pesach and the rest of the days of the year is a shlamim. Therefore, you don't have to do anything. It already is a shlamim. And therefore, memela, when you slaughter it outside of the azara, you're chayiv for slaughtering this korban, which is a shlamim that could be offered in the azara. You're slaughtering it outside of the azara, therefore you're chayiv. However, when it comes to this korban chatos or asham of these people who are not yet ready to offer it, they would actually have to change it to be a different offering in order to be chayiv, and therefore they're going to be potter, because unless they are the ones who change it to be a different offering, it's going to be a chatos or an asham which is not yet ready to be offered, therefore you're going to be potter for shchut echutz. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi masni chayiv. So Rav Ashi says that he's chayiv, like Ravin, right? He's like Ravin, that Pesach B'Shai Mos Hashana, outside of the Azara, you're chayiv, whether it's the Shem Pesach or the Shem Shlomim. Rav Yirmiya Midifti Masni Potter, whereas Rav Yirmiya Midifti says that you're Potter like Rav Dimi, because Kesavar Pesach B'Shai Mos Hashana Boy Akira, because like Rav Dimi explained, or really Rav Yirmiya explained the name, right, to Rav Dimi, that the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, the rest of the days of the year, you have to uproot it from being a Pesach to being a Shlamim. V'akira Schutz Lav Shema Akira. And Akiras Chutz, you know, uprooting the name from a Shlamim to be a, no, from a Pesach to a Shlamim outside of the Azara is not really considered uprooting, and therefore remains a Pesach, and that's why you're Potter. Ufliga, Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, and that of course argues on Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, who said that when it comes to this, he clarifies by the Ashram and the Shlamim that is premature, that if you slaughter it l'shem Ola, you talk be chayev for Shchutei Chutz. So clearly he says that Akira outside of the Azara is Akira. So Rav Yirmiyahu Difti would argue on that. Okay. Omar Mar, going back to the end of the daf yesterday, what did we say? Mishahigril Alein. So if you have the two goats and you already drew the lottery, so now one is a Sari Lashem, one is a Sari Lazazel. Chayev al Shalshem. So if you now slaughter the two goats outside of the Azara, you'll be chayev for the Sa'ir Lashem, because it's already been designated to be offered inside the Azara as a Korban Chatas. And now you slaughtered it outside of the Azara, so you're chayev. Ufartu Ashal Azazel. And you'll be potter for slaughtering the Azazel. You'll be the Sa'ir Lazazel. You'll be potter for slaughtering it outside of the Azara for Shchutei Chutz, because it wasn't going to be offered in the Azara anyways. It was going to be dropped off a cliff. Tanu Rabbanan Chever, the rabbis taught, Ish, Ish, now really we're just quoting a pasuk over here, Ish, Ish, mi Beis Yisrael, a fellow from Yid, Asher Yishchat, Shoro Kesev Weiz Bamachne, that he slaughters a ox, or a sheep, or a goat, in the camp, or Asher Yishchat, Mechutz Lamachne, or he slaughters outside of the camp, El Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Evio, lack of Korban Hashem, and he didn't bring it to the Mishkan to offer as a Korban. So right, it's talking about, of course, an animal that was set aside to be a Korban. It's Hektish. You set it aside as a, or you Makadish it as a Korban, Makdish it as a Korban. And you slaughter it outside of the Azara, Shchutei Chutz, that we've been talking about. Oh, Korban, so when it says that if it's a Korban, right, what does it say? It says, right, Shor Kesav Oez, where am I? Bama, what the heck? Asher Yishchat Shor Kesav Oez Bamachne, etc., etc., etc. It says, right, Lahakriv Korban Lashem. Shomea Ani Afilu Kachi Belek Habayish Niku Korban. So I may have had the ability to say, you know what else is included in the prohibition of Shchutei Chutz? Even animals that have been set aside as Bedek Habayis, that you designate to the Beis HaMikdash, not necessarily to offer as a Korban, but that you designate to the Beis HaMikdash, Shenikru Korban, that we see that Bedek Habayis is also referred to as a Korban. Kainer Chinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vanakrev es Korban Hashem, and we offered the offering of God, and it explains, you know, gold and silver and all sorts of exciting things like this. Actually, does it say? Yeah, it says gold. Bracelets. Very fun things. So it's talking about Bedek Habayis, and it's calling it a Korban, right? Things that were donated to the temple, you know, money, value, you know, objects. And yet, they're called a Korban. So I might think that if I set aside an animal, not as a Korban, but to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, so I might think that also those, if I slaughter it outside the Azara, I'll be chayav for Shchutei Chutz. Tamadom Rebel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Evio. It says, in the context of Shchutei Chutz, that the problem is that he did not bring it to the entrance to the Ol Moed. Kol Aroy Lefesach Ol Moed Chayev Olav Bachutz. So anything that is fit to be slaughtered as a Korban inside the Ol Moed, you're Chayev for Shchutei Chutz. Kol She'en Aroy Lefesach Ol Moed Ein Chayev Olav Bachutz. And anything that is not fit for the entranceway of the Ol Moed, so then you're Potter for Shchutei Chutz, and therefore this Bedek Habayis, if you set aside an animal for Bedek Habayis, so you're not going to be offering it as a Korban, and therefore you're potter for Shchutei Chutz. Otzi Elu, so now frekta Gemara, Otzi Elu she'en ru'uin lefesach ol moed, so I'll say, okay, fine, so we exclude Bedek Habayis. If I set aside an animal for Bedek Habayis, I'll be potter for Shchutei Chutz. But velo Otzi, skip the next two words. Rashi says, skip them. Sari Mishtaleach, but I will not exclude, double negative, Sar Amishtaleach, meaning, I'll say that Sar Amishtaleach, the goat that gets dropped off the cliff, Atak Bichayav for Shchut Echutz. We had said they'd be potter for the Sar Amishtaleach since it's not actually offered in the Beis HaMikdash, but I'll think that actually, I might have the opportunity to say that Atak Bichayav for Shchut Echutz by the Sar Amishtaleach. Because after all, it does go into the Azar. It's not slaughtered in the Azar. It's dropped off a cliff. But we bring it into the Azar for the lotteries. You do vidui, do confession on it. So Tamalom al Hashem. So for the Pasuk says to the Eibishter, Mishimuchad al Hashem, that which is specific for God, Yatsu Elu She'em Yuchadim al Hashem. To the exclusion of the Sar Lazazel, which is not specifically to God, meaning it doesn't get slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash for God, it gets dropped off a cliff. Okay, so we see that the Sar Lazazel is excluded from the prohibition of Shchut Echutz. So, okay, and therefore, if you slaughter after the lottery, you slaughter both the goat and both goats outside of the Azara, so you'll be chayev for the Sar Lashem, you'll be potter for the Sar Lazazel. V'Lashem lo hotziu, frakti Gemara. We just use the word Lahashem to exclude Sar Lazazel from Shchut Echutz. But is Lahashem a word? Is it a construct that is exclusionary? V'Raminu, I'll bring you a proof to say that Lahashem actually is inclusionary. Yeratza l'korban isha l'Hashem. It says about by Mechusar Zman. Right, what does the pasuk say, Chaver? Sharo kesev o'ez asher yuvaled. If you have an ox or a sheep or a goat that will be born, v'yishivas yom tachasimo. That for the first 7 days of its life, it hangs out with its mother. U'miyom hashmini v'halo, from day 8 and forward, yeratza l'korban isha l'Hashem. It could be offered as a korban to God. So it says, Yiratza l'korban isha l'Hashem elu ishim. So these are animals that go, that are offered on the mizbeach, right, on the fire. Minayin shelo yakdishenu mechusar zman. How do I know that we shouldn't set them aside when they are not yet 8 days old? Tam lomer korban. Okay, it says as a korban. Fine. L'Hashem l'rabu sarei mishtaleach. And when it says La'ashem, it's to include the Sarei Mishtaleach. Meaning, when it says Ishe, so I would think only things that go on the Mizbeach, you have to make sure that they have to be at least 8 days old. But if you have, let's say, the Sarei Mishtaleach, which doesn't go on the Mizbeach, it gets dropped off a cliff, so I might think that even an animal that's less than 8 days old, you could drop it off the cliff. So therefore it says La'ashem. L'rabu Sarei Mishtaleach. So it says, no, Lahashem even includes the Sarei Mishtaleach. So on the one hand, we wanted to say a minute ago that Lahashem excludes the Sarei Mishtaleach from Shchut Echutz, and yet we seem to be saying that Lahashem includes the Sar Lazazel in Mechusar Zman. So Chever, what do you think? Is Lahashem exclusionary or inclusionary? If this was Instagram, I guess we could probably put like a vote. And then we can all vote, and tomorrow we could say who wins. Amarava, Hasan Ben Yana Dekra, V'Acham Yana Dekra. So Rava says, you have to look at the context of the Pasuk. You have to take the bigger picture into account or whatever, consideration. Hasan Del Pesach Lirabos, Lahashem lo otzi. In the context of Shchut Echutz, it says Vel Pesach Olamoy lo evio, that I would think that anything that you bring to the entranceway of the Olamoy would be included, including the Sar Lahashem, because it goes into the Azara for the lottery and for the vidui. So I might think that Sar Mishtaleach is included in Shchut Echutz. Therefore, I needed the word Lahashem to say, no, don't include it, exclude it. But in this case, in the context of Mechusar Zman, when it says Ishe, that it needs to be something that goes on the Mizbeach, something that goes on fire, which excludes the Sarei Mishtaleach, which doesn't go on a fire, you drop it off a cliff. So that in this case, where Sarei Mishtalech is going to be excluded, well then what does La Hashem do? Includes it. So La Hashem L'Rabo. So it depends on the context. Okay, fine. So we've answered that. And what have we concluded? We've concluded that Sarei Mishtalech is excluded from Shchut Echutz and it is included in the requirement to wait 8 days. Now, frag the Gemara. Time the Rabbi Rachmana. Hello, Rabbi. Have Amina Sarei Mishtalech. Kodesh B'Mechusar Zman. Chevi, you hear the Kasha? Let's read it again. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana is the reason really that we say that by the Sarei HaMishtaleach, the goat that's dropped off the cliff, so we say that it needs to be at least 8 days old. If it's less than 8 days old, you can't drop it off the cliff. Why? Because the Pasuk says, La Hashem, to include even the Sarei HaMishtaleach by Mechusar Zman. Hello, Rabbi. But if we didn't have the word La Hashem, Hava Amina, would I really have entertained the notion that Sarei Mishtalech Kodesh B'Mechusar Zman, that you can have a goat that you're setting aside to drop off the cliff when it's less than a week old? Why would that even enter my mind? Va'eina goro koveya ele b'roi l'Hashem. But the lottery only works for an animal that can be offered as a korban chatos for God. Right? Meaning, you're taking these two animals. That's kind of the whole point of a lottery. You don't know which one's going to be which. So you take two animals. Now, either one could end up being the one that's offered as the korban chatos in the lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur. And therefore, for that korban, it's going to have to be at least 8 days old. And therefore, how could I have the Hava Amina to say that the goat that I drop off the cliff can be less than a week old? Because after all, in advance, at the time that we're setting it aside, we don't know that it's going to be the one that you drop off the cliff. It depends on the lottery. And therefore, since it's dependent on a lottery, there's an equal chance that it might end up being the one that is slaughtered in the Azara and offered by the Kohen Gadol. In which case, we need that both animals that we're bringing to the lottery have to be at least 8 days old so that they could potentially be the Sarei L'Hashem. So why would I have the Hava Amina to say that if not for the fact that L'Hashem includes the Sarei Mishtaleach in the requirement of 8 days, well, if not for the inclusion, I would have thought that by the Sarei Mishtaleach it could be less than 8 days, but how is that technically possible? Because in order for it to become a Sarei Mishtaleach, it has to go through a lottery. And the whole point of a lottery is that it can go either way, which means that this animal might end up being the Sarei L'Hashem. And the Sarei L'Hashem certainly has to be a week old. So how does it even enter our mind that we can get to a situation where we have an animal that's less than a week old, less than 8 days old, that's being the Sarei Mishtaleach? How would that even ever come to be, since it would have to be at least a week old coming into the lottery? So the answer, of course, is going to be to create some kind of ukimta where there's not going to be a lottery. Amr of Yosef says, of Yosef, Hamani Chanun Amitzri. So of Yosef says, well, the author of this brisa that says that I need the pasuk, I need the word La Hashem to include the Sarei Mishtaleach in the requirement to be at least 8 days old. So I'll say that the author of that price is Chanan HaMitzri, who says that you don't need a lottery. And therefore, since you don't need a lottery, so then you don't have to worry about it maybe being the Sarei L'Hashem. Let's see. The Tanya is, we learn in a price. Chanan HaMitzri, Omer says, Chanan HaMitzri, afilu dam bekos, mevi chaviru mezavig lo. Says Chanan HaMitzri, that if you have... So you had these two animals, one La Hashem, one La Azazel, and then you slaughter the Sarei L'Hashem, and now you have all the blood for the Sarei L'Hashem, and you're going to start using it, and then the Sarei L'Azazel dies. So it says Chanan HaMitzri, well, mevi chaver mezaviglo, so just bring another goat to be the Sarei Mishtaleach, and go weiter. You don't have to spill the blood on the floor. Kilu, you already slaughtered the Sarei L'Hashem. Now the Sarei L'Azazel dies. So he says, just bring another one to be the Sarei L'Azazel. Implying, or what the Gemara wants to assume that means, is that there's no additional lottery. There's no lottery. You just bring another one and go weiter. There's no lottery. And that one, I may have had the havmini to say that it could be less than a week old. So therefore, I need the pasuk of Hashem to include the sari mishtalech to say, no, this additional one needs to be, you know, 8 days and older. But emor de shamas lechon namitzu de leisei dechuyin to leisei agrol mishamas le. But the Gemara says, wait, it's not so clear that Chon HaMitzri says that you don't need a lottery. Maybe you bring it and do another lottery. Meaning, this is as opposed, meaning, okay, it could be that Chon HaMitzri is not saying that a lottery is not required. Maybe all that Chon HaMitzri is saying is that you don't have to spill the blood on the floor. We saw in our Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, if the Sari Mishtaleach drops dead, so the blood that you have from the Sari Lashem that you already slaughtered, you have to spill out and start all over, bring a new Sari Lashem, new Sari Lazazel, start over. Perhaps Chanan HaMitzri is only arguing on Rabbi Yehuda and saying, no, you don't have to spill out that blood is fine. You just need to replace the Sari Lazazel. And how would you replace it? Offers the Gemara. Perhaps the way you would replace it is, by bringing another two animals, do another lottery. The one that is Sari Lazazel replaces the one that died. And the other one, you know, goes and grazes or, you know, whatever you do with the additional one. But maybe all he's saying is that he's just disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're going to have to spill the blood on the floor if the Sari Lazazel dies. And Chanan is saying, no, you don't. Just replace the Sari Lazazel. But perhaps he says that how do you replace the Sari Lazazel? With a lottery. And if that's the case, I would need it, mimele, to be at least a week old, because when it comes to the lottery, you don't know which one's going to be Lashem, which one's Lazazel, and Lashem certainly is going to have to be at least a week old. So therefore, still, I don't know why I would need the pasuk of Lashem to include Sari Lazazel in the requirement to be at least 8 days old. Mimele, I would need it for the lottery. So Elam Rav Yosef, rather says Rav Yosef, Hamani Rav Shimini. Rather, the author of the Braisa, who learns out from the Ribuy of Lashem, that the Sari Lazazel needs to be at least 8 days old. It's Rav Shimon de Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Meis Echon Me'en, Mevi Chaveru Shalo Ba'agrala Divri Rav Shimon. The Rav Shimon's opinion is that if one of the goats dies, so then you bring a second one, and you don't have to do a lottery. And therefore, in the event that the Sari Lazazel dies, you could just replace the Sari Lazazel, no lottery required. And therefore, I need the pasuk to say that that replacement one has to be at least a week old. Okay? Ravina Amar, Ravina suggests, Kigon Shehumam V'chilalo Al Acher. You hear that? Ravina suggests that the case where you wouldn't need a lottery is where you had two goats, one Lashem, one Lazazel. And then after you did the lottery, the Sari Lazazel developed a mum. And now that it has a blemish, it cannot be dropped off the cliff. And in this case, you just bring, what you do is, so now you have this goat that's Lazazel. It has a mum. So you transfer its Kedusha onto a different animal that you'll now use as the Sari Lazazel. And that new one, you don't have to do a lottery. You just merely transfer the Kedusha from the animal that was already determined through a lottery to be the Sari Lazazel, you transferred its status onto a new animal. And that animal just takes it on without a lottery. And I might think that that animal could be less than a week old. Therefore, we have the pasuk to say, no, it has to be at least a week old. Umunatem the pasuk be muma. Now, the Gemara wants to know, wait, how do I know this, by the way? How do I know that the Sari Lazazel cannot have a mum? The Tanya is, we learn in a brayse of Ishe lo sitnu meyem, that it says in the context of animals that have a mum, don't put them on the mizbeach. Elu achalavim, that's a reference to the fats. Ein li ela kulon, all I know is all of the fats. Miksasa minayin, how do I know that don't even put some of the fats on the mizbeach? Tam lomar, therefore the pasuk says, mehem, even from them, even a subset of them, don't put these blemished animals on the mizbeach. Mizbeach zozuk, right, al mizbeach zozuk asdamim, when it says on the mizbeach, that's referring to zrikas adam. La Hashem, l'rabu sari mishtaleach, and when it says la Hashem, it's to include the Sari HaMishtaleach, to say that the Sari HaMishtaleach also must be unblemished. The Pasuk, the Torah needed to teach us that a Sari Mishtalech must be unblemished. It also needed to teach us that the Sari Mishtalech must be at least 8 days old. Because of Rachmanim Chusuzman, because if all we knew was that the Sari Mishtalech has to be at least 8 days old, Mishum de lo mati zmane, because it's not yet its time. It's not yet fit to be a korban. Have a ba'amum de mati zmane, but a ba'amum, which is more than 8 days old, maybe that would be okay. Eim alo, I might think it's okay. V'ikos v'achmar ba'amum, and if the pasuk said that the sorry, mishtaleach must be unblemished, mishum de mois, because a blemished animal is disgusting. Have a mechusar zman de lo mois, eim alo, but a mechusar zman, which is young, but it's not unblemished, maybe that would be okay. Sricha, therefore, we needed to teach that both a blemished animal as well as a mechusar zman animal are unusable as a sorry mishtaleach. And to conclude today's daf, Rava Amar says, Rava kagon shohaya lo chole besoch beso v'shachat imo biyom ha-kipurim. You hear that, Kasha? The ukimta, where you can potentially have an animal that bypasses, right, a sorry mishtaleach, that bypasses the lottery, and therefore I need a pasuk to teach me that it has to be at least 8 days old, would be that if you had a goat set aside as a sorry mishtaleach, but the fellow who supplies the goats to the Beis HaMikdash, he had somebody, chole sheyesh bo sakana, in his house on Yom Kippur, had somebody very ill in his house, and he needed to slaughter an animal to feed to this sick person on Yom Kippur. And which animal did he slaughter? He slaughtered the mother of the sorry mishtaleach. Now, the pasuk says, Osov es bino, losishchat b'yomecha. You're not allowed to slaughter a parent animal and a child animal on the same day. And therefore, even though the animal was set aside to be the sorry mishtaleach, since the mother was slaughtered on Yom Kippur to feed this sick person, so memele, then you can't drop the sorry mishtaleach off the cliff because of this requirement that you're not allowed to slaughter a parent and a child on the same day. So what do? So you replace the sorry mishtaleach with a different animal, and that would bypass the lottery, and I need the pasuk to teach me that that animal needs to be at least 8 days old. To which the Gemara says, wait, but the pasuk says don't slaughter an animal and its child on the same day. This isn't slaughtering, it's dropping off a cliff. In Eretz Yisrael, they said, yeah, but in this context, dropping the animal off the cliff would be its slaughtering. Chevet, that was daf Samach Gimel of Masechta Yoma, a real daf of Gemara, huh? A real daf of Gemara. We had to use our head even a little bit there. So what did we learn about? Oh my goodness gracious. So we learned about the Korban Pesach outside of the Azar, Shchut Echutz. Really, which came up in the context of the opinion of Ho'il, Rav Chisda saying, this context of this concept of sins. How does that tie into anything? Well, Rav Chisda says that when it comes to a Korban Pesach, not on the 14th day of Nisan, that you slaughter outside of the Azara. So he says, if you slaughter it L'shem Korban Pesach, which is the wrong animal, so you can be Pater. If you do it L'shem Shlomim, so then you're going to be Chayiv. We said the default is that you'd be Pater. And you want to say, well, maybe you should say Ho'il, but since it could be offered as a Shlomim, maybe she would be Chayiv. To which he says, yeah, but you need Akira, and you didn't uproot it to be a Shlomim. You just had a Stam intent, a default intention, so therefore it's going to be Pater. Then we saw the opinion of Rav Dimi, who says that whether you slaughter the Korban Pesach and the rest of the year as a Pesach or as a Shlomim, you're going to be Pater. So we see that even if you slaughter as a Pesach, that even if you slaughter as a Shlomim, you're still going to be Pater, even though it could technically be brought as a Shlomim that day. The reason is because he says that Akira, uprooting the animal from a Pesach to a Shlomim outside of the Azara, is not really an Akira, and therefore you're going to be Pater. Ravin says the opposite, which is that if you slaughter a Korban Pesach on a different day of the year, whether as a Korban Pesach, whether as a Shlomim, you're going to be Chayiv. So we see, even if you slaughter as a Pesach, you're going to be Chayiv, because he holds, which is the wrong animal, that Pesach, a Korban Pesach, the rest of the days of the year is Memele a Shlomim, and therefore when you offer it, you're offering it as a Shlomim, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. For Shchut Echutz. Then we got into the Sugya of, one second. So that was, okay, Shchut Echutz, okay, and we see that, right, the Lazazel also is an issue of Shchut Echutz. Yeah, exactly. Great. Then we get into Mechusar Zman, which is an animal that is not yet 8 days old. So, we say that that applies to the Sar Lazazel as well. That an animal that's b'chut, right, the Sar Lazazel, the Sar Mishtaleach, needs to be at least 8 days old, and we learn that from a pasuk. The question is, why do I need the pasuk? I know it memele, because it's only established as the Sar Lazazel by way of a lottery, which means that it could equally end up as the Sar Lashem. The Sar Lashem certainly has to be 8 days old. So we have to find different ukimtos where there's not going to be a lottery. Rav Yosef says that, well, because the Braisa that establishes by a pasuk that the Sar Mishtaleach needs to be at least 8 days old is Rav Shimon, who says that if the Sar Mishtaleach dies, you just bring a replacement without a lottery. So it has to be at least 8 days old. Ravina says that it could be a situation where the Sar Mishtaleach develops a blemish, in which case you just replace, you transfer its holiness onto a different animal without the need of a lottery, so that animal would have to be 8 days old. And Rava says it could be talking about a situation where you had to slaughter the mother of the Sar Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur to feed a deathly ill person, so therefore you can no longer drop the Sar Mishtaleach off the cliff, since its mother was slaughtered that day already. So therefore they bring a replacement without a lottery, and that would also have to be 8 days old. Chevret, that was Daf Samach Gimel, a real thinker of a daf. Anyways, Chevret, I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day. Cheers.